at alcavision.com.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. If you're just joining us, we've had a lively day today, so much going on throughout the country here to talk about. If you follow this show and look on my website at jimbrownusa.com, I talk a lot about innocence, about guilt, about those who are falsely accused. Wrote a book. My first book, in fact, was called Justice Denied, and you can see it all there on the website again at jimbrownusa.com. We've got a guest who's been on the show before. Laura Caldwell is a prolific writer. Written a number of novels. She's also a first-rate lawyer, has specialized a good bit in trying to determine who's guilty and who's innocent, and actually helping some who have been falsely accused of getting their cases overturned. Good to have Laura with us today to talk about her new book. Laura, welcome to the Jim Brown Show.
Be back.
Hey, well, good. We had you on before. We enjoyed having you then. And
I
so,
did. Very much enjoyed it. Yep. I read your blog.
Well, good, good. That's my I guess it's my therapy and your therapy to put all these words right. So, Laura, before we get into your new book, which I thoroughly enjoyed, talk a little bit about. You've had a lot of experience up in Chicago, Loyola University, with the Innocence Project, and with we hear occasionally, and it's great fodder for the John Grishams of the world and the Laura Caldwells of the world to write about those who have been falsely accused, but how big a problem is it in terms of your viewing the system? The average person out there says, well, if the bad guy gets caught, you're guilty until proven innocent, and, they probably should have been caught. How big a problem do we have in this country today with false accusations? What do you think about that?
Well, Ohio University did a study about 3 years ago, and they studied the criminal justice system from sort of the inside out. They took surveys and did studies of all parts of those systems, from the defendants to the judges to the prosecutors to the state's attorneys to the public defenders. And the number, what they were looking for is how often do we get it right? How often is someone who's declared guilty, are they guilty? How often do we get it right? I was very surprised and cheered by their number. They came up with a number of 95%. So 95% of the time, we're getting it right, which is great. However, 5% means that there are 10,000 people innocent in our prisons right now. That's a pretty big number.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how the study was conducted, but, as you and I know, a large majority of those who end up convicted is not the word, but they plead guilty,
they
cut a deal. And so I'd be interested in knowing if that study included the contested trials, those who said they were innocent, and then they went to the trial, and how that breaks.
That's an interesting question. It's funny. You and I, I'll find the copy of the study for you, because I bring this study up, and every once in a while I'm like, just really interested in their modality and what was taken into account.
Yeah, if you'd email it down to me, I'd love to see it.
Because, I will.
Again, I share that same interest with you. And so
now
you were how long were you a practicing lawyer before you became such a successful novelist?
Well, I practiced law for about 8 years. I was partner at a law firm in Chicago that mostly we specialized in medical malpractice. Or alleged medical malpractice, so we represented neurosurgeons, orthopedic surgeons, that kind of thing. And then I just took a gamble, and I took a 6-month sabbatical from my practice, and it got a little longer and a little longer, but I was lucky enough to, within a year and a half, sell one of the books that I had been working on for like 8 years.
8 years you put, and most people don't realize that. I have a little publishing company, if you go to my website, called the Lisbon Press, and I publish 2 or 3 books a year. And I don't think most listeners realize the labor put into a successful book. The, like you say, 8 years is not out of the norm. I mean, some writers, once you get the rhythm and you can knock it out in a year or two, but there is a huge amount of research, of thinking, of writing, rewriting, 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 going into putting the book together, isn't there?
Yeah, if you're going to get it right, you know, even if it's like I had a character one time who was a photographer's assistant, and I interviewed photographer's assistants, I interviewed photographers, and I, even though this is a small part of the book, I just feel like if you sense that the author doesn't have authority about something big or small, I tend to not get sucked into the story as much. I'm kind of like, eh. So I worked as a photographer's assistant with this amazing photographer, and I really understood it. So I kind of like to do that stuff. I mean, I think it's fortunate that when you're a novelist or a writer in general, people let you be curious, you know?
Well, very much so, as I say. Putting yourself into the character to really make the character be that real. I cannot agree with you more.
Yeah, and my latest, you know, character is a little closer to me than my other ones in the past. Her name is Izzy McNeil, and she's a sassy, redheaded trial lawyer from Chicago. And some have described me as that. However, she moonlights as a private detective. So we've just had a series of adventures with her, and I will say it is easier to write those because I know her so well, and I know all of her characters. I've done research on them, so I don't have to do it every time I sit down. So that's been kind of nice.
Now, the Izzy McNeil character, you've carried that through four or five books, haven't you?
Yep. So the sixth one is just came out. The e-book edition was out on Thursday. The print edition was out last week, and it's called Question of Trust.
Question of Trust. And by the way, for our listeners, you can find the book, full information about the book and how you order the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. And if you want to find out more about Laura and a lot of her books, she's got her own website that's really interesting called lauracaldwell.com. All right, tell us about Question of Trust. Now when you... and let's start with this. I mean, you've written a series where you've got the same character. So it's time to sit down. You finish the book. You have your book tour. You had a big, successful tour of Claim of Innocence. It's time to start focusing on the new book. Where's the beginning point? Does it just kind of come to you? Do you make some notes? Do you wake up in the middle of the night one night and say, hey, voila, I've seen the focus? Where does it come from to get the spark to set the tone for the plot of this particular book, Question of Trust?
That's such a good question. No one's asked me that before. I feel like I believe this character so much that I think I see her sometimes, like on the L train. I'm one of those weird writers who I actually, you know, sort of believe that they're real somewhere. But what I feel like is I'm kind of like a friend of hers that drops in right when the S is about to hit the fan and she's about to get in another round of trouble. But they're fun books because she is a fun character. So they zip all over Chicago. If you've ever been here, it's a fun city. People like to have fun here. So they, you know, the books kind of zip around Chicago. So that's easy to pick up because just all I got to do is open my eyes as I drive down, you know, Lakeshore Drive, and you can have you see a new setting. And then in terms of like the actual plot and what happens, I'm really fascinated with her love life. She's really hot, and she has a really good love life.
Good.
And in this book, her young boyfriend is accused of white-collar crime. He's arrested. His partner attempts suicide. A neighbor is killed in their apartment building. And so all these things are starting to happen, and basically Izzy is wondering, is she sleeping with the enemy?
Tough, particularly. And her being a lawyer, too, you know, she's probably maybe a little bit more, not defensive, but a little bit more inquisitive, a little bit more suspicious, right?
Right. And in the first couple of books.
And hey, Laura, let me cut you off. I've got to take a break here right now. But can you stay with me for a few more minutes?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Laura Caldwell, great new book, Question of Trust, which you can find on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back with Laura, and I got some more questions for her, and want to ask her, why is Chicago so prolific in mystery writers who are lawyers? I'll ask you that question. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800USAMoney and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, mystery writer Laura Caldwell is my guest. Got a new book out called Question of Trust. We've interviewed her before on several of her other books. She's a very prolific author. And Laura, before we took that break, we were talking about, the focus on your stories and how you come up with these ideas. I mean, it's got to be tough. You've written 15 books. You've got a 16th coming out here this year. That's a lot of work. I mean, you are, do you set a guideline of, one every 2 years or 3 years? Or how do you set the focus of what you want to do?
In a perfect world, I would write one book every 2 years. That would, to me, would feel like a brisk but leisurely pace at the same time. If asked, which I have been asked, and for a long time I was doing one book a year. The last 2 years, I've written two books a year, and it was very difficult.
I guess so. Gee, I mean, look, you got.
So what I try to do is 1,000 words a day, 5 days a week. So that's about 5 pages a day, 5 days a week.
When do you write? You get up in the morning and you write? You do it in the afternoon after you've kind of done a few things? When's the best time of day for you to write?
I have to try to do it first thing in the morning. No radio, no TV, no emails, no texting, no phone calls. Because otherwise I just get pulled into a million different things and my life takes me on these tangents. So I just have to do it first thing in the morning. Now, is that when you were writing your book? Were you that kind of writer as well?
I got to kind of get going a little bit, and I've written three, four books. I'm on a fifth right now. I kind of get up and like to scan over the newspapers. Of course, I've got a radio show to do and ways I've got to stay in touch in my area because of other things I communicate. We'll do a weekly column. So I kind of scan over. I take 4 or 5 daily newspapers, scan them over, drink a little coffee, kind of get moving a little bit, maybe take a little short walk, exercise in the afternoon, short walk. And then by 9 o'clock, I'd like to sit down and go from about 9 to noon for me is when it works
that
best for me.
That sounds like a lovely routine. I might try that. I actually have to rewrite a book this week, and I think I'm going to give that a whirl. I like this idea.
Well, I like to kind of, I'm in touch with the world. I've kind of got my juices flowing. I've got a little more energy with a little breakfast in me. I drink a big power smoothie in the morning and get me. And then, I like to have a nice lunch. So by 12:30, time to shut it down and join some friends for a little afternoon lunch. Then my afternoon is to do other things and get along. I'm a big exercise nut, so exercise. But that's where it works best for me. But I've had people tell me that, I've got a good friend down here, a playwright down in Louisiana, a guy named Gus Weil, who sits down at when things slow down, everybody goes to bed. He sits down about 9 o'clock and writes till 2 or 3 in the morning. So that works best for him. So I guess there's no magic formula. Laura, let me ask you this. What's with Chicago? Is it something in the water or something? You've been so successful. You got Scott Turow up there, who's a very famous mystery writer, talks about legal entities. So you've got a real interest in mystery writing up there, don't you?
It is really true. I mean, we have, and everyone is so, all these Chicago authors that focus on mysteries, so fun, so fantastic, so smart, and so helpful. They just want to, if somebody gets asked to do an interview and they can't do it, they're like, who you should call? Laura Caldwell. We all just help each other out. And I think we can do that because Chicago literally just has so much material. And in particular, we have the world's busiest criminal court system here.
Do you really?
We do. It's at a place called 26th and Cal. It's 26th Street and California Avenue, but everybody calls it 26th and Cal. And you won't meet anyone, a reporter, a cop, a lawyer, an observer, somebody coming for jury duty, who won't tell you that that place, has such an unbelievably weird energy. It really does. Everyone notices it. And so I think, Chicago alone would be enough. And then we have this very interesting criminal justice system. There's just a lot of fodder.
Oh, yeah, wait, the last three governors are going to jail up there, and you need a special
We have to develop a black sense of humor about it because we have so much shame at first when those things happen. We're so ashamed, and then we have to just start laughing because it's all you can do.
Well, very much. Well, and you can make the argument, too, that maybe a lot of that kind of shenanigans goes on, but Chicago's court system cracks the whip a little bit more. That's the argument down here.
That's interesting, and I was going to point out, when we were talking about wrongful convictions, Illinois in the last 2 months has had 11 exonerations. Some states don't have 11 in their 100-year history, So that kind of makes it sound like the worst in the nation, and in fact, we have more wrongful convictions that are recognized than Texas, and everybody thinks that Texas is a big offender. Well, it's not. It's us. However, we've decided, sort of us that are sort of in this innocence world in Illinois, we think it's because I don't do this kind of work anymore. Now I work with after innocence, but there have There are just some fantastic innocence projects like the Center on Wrongful Convictions and the Exoneration Project, and they just work very, very hard. And the results are that we have more wrongful convictions. So,
well,
yeah, I do think sometimes it's cracking the whip. Mm-hmm.
It could be a plus. Could be a plus. So
yeah, you're right.
Well, Laura,
thank
okay.
you. You know, Jim, you have allowed me to turn the situation around. Thank you.
All right.
I really appreciate that.
Well, Laura, I love Question of Trust. Now, before I let you go, what's on the plate right now? We're talking about this fall. Is this going to be another Izzy McNeil book, or what's coming out in the fall?
Right. So first I've got in May the paperback of Long Way Home, and that's the story about you mentioned about the I represented a guy who was 19 when he was put in a holding cell down at this place called 26 in Cal. You want to hear about something weird? He gets put in a holding cell. He saw a fight. He wasn't in the fight, but a guy died in the fight. So all the guys arrested. Put in a holding cell for 10 years without a trial. Oh, I'm sorry. It was six. Mm. 6 years without a trial. So the paperback about that story, Long Way Home, comes out in May. And then, yes, my sixth Izzy called False Impressions will be out in September.
Well, you got a full plate. Laura, we wish you well. And again, I want to tell our listeners, fascinating book, Question of Trust, on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You ought to take a look, and I'd urge you to read it. Laura, good talking to you. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you, as always.
Well, we'll talk again. Look forward to it.
Okay, sounds great.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Interesting lady and prolific writer. I mean, she writes 2 books a year. Folks, it's tough to write a book. I can tell you, I'm sitting down starting tomorrow. I think I told you I'm going to Tampa, Florida for baseball. We've got a new book that I'm working with a local author on, and I'm going to edit the book. And I've had it last night. Got to pick it up today at the local printing shop where I had a rough draft printed out so I could edit it and make a lot of corrections and notations there. And and my work is tough. It's tough just editing a book like that. It's a real labor of love in the editorial process, let alone actually writing the book and getting prolific and having it tight, rewriting it. And the easy part is writing the first draft. Hey, I just wrote a book. Well, that's the easy part, I can tell you. Then following it up, rewriting the drafts, taking an editor like me, letting it correct the whole flow. Then coming and getting it all together, formatting it, finding a printer, putting it together, designing the cover, and then getting it ready for distribution. It's a real labor of love to write a book. And you know what? There's nothing more satisfying, absolutely nothing. Jim Brown here, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Congressman Jeff Landry is going to join us right after this break to talk about some outrageous things going on in Washington, D.C. You know, you can be arrested and held indefinitely. Any American citizen under the present law that was just passed, we'll talk to Congressman Landry about it. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we've talked before on this show about the National Defense Act that followed the Patriot Act. This National Defense Act appropriates the money for our military, some $662 billion. We have to do that to fight these wars, justified or not, all over the world. In any event, part of this act, though, created some real buzz for very specific reasons. I'm concerned about it because in this act, any future president apparently is given the power to order the military to detain and arrest American citizens and indefinitely hold them without charges. That's right, folks. No charge, no trial. Hold them indefinitely. And I wonder what happened to the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments that were supposed to give us these checks and balances. I'm concerned about it. Many of you are because you've emailed me. And the good news is we've got some interest in Congress to clarify this real mistake. Congressman Jeff Landry, who happens to be from my home state of Louisiana, 3rd District Congressman down here, all the coastal areas that take place, the Katrina hit, the oil spill hit, going all the way up to South Louisiana. That's his district. Congressman, glad you joined us today.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Congressman, jump right into this thing. This really concerned me when I saw that this act, some people say it was vague, but well, I read it over. I'm one of the handful of people that read it, and I saw no prohibition that would keep an American citizen from being indefinitely detained. You apparently have some of the same concerns. Tell me what happened when the legislation was passed and what assurances you were given and just where we're going now.
Well, you know, look, I agree with you, Mr. Jim. As I read through and continue to read through the provisions of the NDAA before the vote, and then going back and looked at Supreme Court cases dealing with this matter, I felt the same way, that certainly there were opportunities where the executive could take it upon himself to indefinitely detain American citizens. And there was quite a stir that occurred on the House side on concerning this language. Now, Senator Feinstein on the Senate side, there was a debate that raised on the Senate side before the bill made it over to the House, and they inserted an amendment that they felt was the cure to that. I did not believe that language was sufficient enough. And as the debate raged, I was able to get a colloquy, which is an exchange of a conversation on the floor of the House of Representatives, which, as you know, becomes part of the congressional record and can be looked at towards legislative intent. And that colloquy occurred between I and the chairman of the National the House Armed Services Committee, where he said that he didn't believe the language gave the president that authority. That didn't satisfy me. I went further and asked him for a commitment to once and for all fix it. I mean, because look, if they believe it doesn't, then let's just say it in clear and precise language. And so we got that commitment, and we've been working on that ever since.
Well, let me ask you this, Jeff, if I can. And you know, I guess to my listeners, I've got a listener base that are more independent, libertarian, to some degree conservative, and like to see common sense solutions. But they say, look, well, you can't flaunt the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments, and you can't indefinitely you can arrest an American if they violated some charge of terrorism or any charge. But you got to give them their day in court. You got to let them have a trial. You can't hold them indefinitely. So if that it makes common sense to us, I know you've been working hard, and I followed this in the national press. You've got about 50 co-sponsors. Who would be against your effort, or what? Why is there a delay in actually getting this very, very clear?
Well, you know, Mr. Jim, there are people up in Washington that have been there way too long, and of course, and they've risen to certain powerful positions up there. And they don't like to see that change. They like the ambiguity. They like the vagueness in law, because that gives them the ability to maneuver at their particular will. It empowers them. Of course, that's the problem with our federal government as a whole in Congress. It just hasn't legislated in clear and precise language over the last 30 to 40 years. And that's been to the detriment of our liberties and freedoms. It's caused the erosions of the freedoms that we hold so near and dear. And so that is the problem. However, because of people like yourself and listeners and your listeners out there who have continued to apply pressure to their legislators, we are getting movement in getting this language once and for all inserted and put into law and our liberties restored. Last week I was called to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on this very subject. So I believe we're getting there, and I know it's scary, and it should have never gotten this far, but we're working hard, and people like yourself and your listeners can help us effect that change.
Let me ask you this. What kind of support? You getting much support? We're a national show all over the country, but we've got a lot of Louisiana stations. You got any co-sponsors yet from Louisiana congressmen or senators?
It's ironic, but the only one co-sponsor we have as of last week, was Congressman Steve Scalise. I spoke with Congressman John Fleming before I left, on Thursday, and he indicated that, he would, be strongly considering getting a co-sponsor. But other than that, four congressmen from the delegation have not got on the legislation yet.
Well, I hope you're successful in pushing them. So, well, it's a good effort, and it ought to be very, very clear. I mean, an American citizen, if they violated the law, if they've committed a crime, ought to be prosecuted. But go ahead and prosecute them. Don't indefinitely suspend them. We're a better country than that. And, Congressman, I salute you for taking this effort. While I got you here, Jeff, let me ask you one more question. And
sure.
This is off the subject, but let me see what you think. I wrote a column last week. We talked a good bit last week on the show about the fact that we're in the 21st century, yet we're operating in Washington, D.C. like they did in the 18th century. And I refer specifically to all this running back and forth. I mean, to get to your district, I would think from the time it you leave your office, you go to the airport, you get on a plane, you change planes, the time you'd get into, say, your district office, it's got to take you 7 or 8 hours to make that journey, doesn't it?
It does. And I'll tell you that finally this year or last year, this is the first Congress in a long time where the schedule has actually blocked off 1 week per month for congressmen to come back into their particular district. And so we're getting at least 1 month, a week a month where we get to visit with our constituents, and that's helped. But I'm familiar with the conversation you had, and y'all are certainly moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I just think that on some of the things you're doing in this day and age of virtual communication and email, and you can make this stuff so solid, seems like it makes sense to go ahead and be able to do some of the committee hearings or some of the votes electronically, so you don't have to run back and forth so darn much and be more available, like you said, in your district to communicate with your constituents.
Well, and I agree with you. I've visited with several high-ranking members of the House and explain to them we should expand upon the schedule that we got, which I think is a better work product for the American people, and put those committees at least once a month in the country. I mean, with Congress's approval rating in the tank, I'm going back to telling people I'm a lawyer again. You know?
I know what you mean. Jeff, I said last week, I think I did some research. More people favor polygamy than they do members of Congress got a favorable rating. They like Paris Hilton more than they like their members of Congress.
Well, and the point is that I think that if Congress took its work to the American people rather than took the attitude that the American people have to come to Washington to see their Congress in action, then you know what? I believe that our credibility would go up. People would understand the thing that we're discussing and advocating for, and it would be healthier for the country as a whole.
Hey, Congressman, can you hang on just 1 second? I got one more question to ask you about your district in Louisiana. Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
Coming right back with Congressman Jeff Landry. Be right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at home spilt before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, property spilt before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking to Congressman Jeff Landry. He's a Louisiana congressman who represents all that area you folks saw when Katrina was attacked and when the BP oil spill hit the coastline, all from Mississippi going all the way around to South Louisiana. Got a huge, huge district there. Congressman, let me ask you this. You know, one thing that I get so much in terms of questions to me is, and you mentioned, you were the one that brought it up, about the feeling by so many people that they have no confidence in the Congress anymore, is the lack of cooperation. Just doesn't seem to be much cooperation. Why do you think there's such a lack of cooperation? Why have the party lines become so hardened up there? Why is it so hard to just get something off center and get something done?
Well, I believe that it's not so much the parties, Mr. Jim, as the people that are there. And I believe until the American people start to move out, people who have been in Congress for years and years and years, who have helped preserve the particular system that's created the massive deficits that we have today, that we can't change this country or change the direction of the country. When I put my name on the ballot because I wanted to return our government back to the people. And until we get people that continue to do that, then it's going to be tough.
Well, if you eliminate those folks, is term limits an option? You think we ought to? I think Governor Rick Perry, when he was running for president, said we ought to have term limits or maybe a part-time Congress, or is it just fresh blood? How do you see there's?
It could be a combination of all of the above, Mr. Jim. I mean, that's certainly I'm certainly not opposed to any of those things. I mean, you know, a part-time Congress, in my opinion, I every time I leave Washington, D.C., I talked to someone back home. I said, look, get ready. The country's going to be safe. Congress is leaving town.
I know what you mean. So, I like your idea, though, of staying home more. You know, it used to be, now I'm kind of an old timer. I was in public office years ago, but I used to see my congressmen all over the state when I'd travel around the state in the local coffee shops and at high school football games. And where today, you know, because of the schedule, they get home for just a day or two, and they got to see their own family, and all. It's just not enough time to do that much. So if they were home back in the district a lot more, maybe then that the feelings of the constituents could be expressed more, to where you wouldn't have quite this lack of confidence in the members going on up there.
I agree with you. I take every chance I can to come back home. And when I come back home, I take every chance to go out within the district and just see people at just small events, just, you know, to get back to reality. Because I can tell you, when you get up to that town, when you get inside that beltway, it's like a whole different world.
Really seems to be. And so, Jeff, one final question to you now. Louisiana is one of several states that actually lost members of Congress. I think we went from, what, 7 to 6, didn't we, or was it 6 to 5?
No, from 7 to 6, yes,
seven
sir.
To six. So there's one less congressman, which means you're putting these districts together. Have you made a decision in terms of your own future yet? You going to run for re-election, or you want to go ahead and announce it on this show? But what's your plans for the future, Congressman?
Well, I can tell you, like I said, I decided to run for election because I wanted to return the government back to the people. And I've concentrated on doing that every step of the way. And, you know, we get 24-month terms. And I have, I've been put in a district. Actually, they moved my district over to encompass the 7th Congressional District. And we're going out there and we're visiting with people. And I can promise you that if I feel that the person who would represent me in Congress is not committed to doing that same very thing, people will see me on the ballot. And when I make that final determination, I'll be more than happy to come on your show and discuss that.
Well, we'll come back and talk some more. That's great. So, listen, Congressman, have a good weekend. And glad you spent some time with us clarifying that National Defense Act. That concerned me, concerns a lot of us. Take care. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Anytime, Mr. Jim, and people can go to my website at www.jefflandry.com if they want any more information on the things we're working on.
That sounds great. Thank you, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That's L-A-N-D-R-Y. Jeff Landry got an accent there, doesn't he? If you live in my part of the country, a lot of folks have an accent down here. I got kind of a redneck accent from North Louisiana, which is where I'm from. If you live down here in this part of the country, en français, je m'appelle le cou rouge. I'm a redneck. And if you're below the line halfway in the state, then you have a little bit of a French accent generally, and that's fine. It's charming. And by the way, we talked a little bit about the whole flow of speaking English. You know, I think about 15% of the people in some of these areas, Abbeville, Louisiana, don't even speak English. So the French tradition reigns well down here, and that's certainly those folks right. Hey, glad you're spending some time with us. Go to my website if you've not done so. The website is www.jimbrownusa.com. On that website, you'll have some fun. You'll find a lot of videos and interesting things. Podcasting for all my radio shows is there. I do a video cast where you can see one of the latest shows that I do. And what you can also do is up in the right-hand corner, just put in your email address. And every Thursday, I'll send you a weekly column that I write. I write a column about current events happening here and that I think you'll find of interest. You'll get that automatically. You'll also be able to determine that way who's going to be on the show for the weekend. So go to that website again. It's www.jimbrownusa.com. And by the way, I wrote this week. The headline this week is Congress Should Clean Up the Mess It Created. I talked about these congressmen kind of being two-faced, quite frankly. They say, oh, we're out there to protect your rights. And then I quoted Adlai Stevenson. Remember Adlai Stevenson? Two-time presidential contender. He was governor of Illinois, U.S. senator up in Illinois. And he had a quote about two-faced officials. He said, a hypocrite is the kind of politician who would cut down a redwood tree, then mount the stump and make a speech for conservation. We've seen a lot of that up in Congress, and I think this National Defense Act was one of those hypocritical acts to where congressmen were saying they were there to protect your freedom and yet passed a law giving the president the right to indefinitely suspend any American citizen, no charges, no lawyer, incarcerate you, and do it indefinitely, forever, as long as you're there. And I think that's just appalling. That's wrong. So Congressman Landry and others are trying to change that law and make it very clear that an American citizen would not be put in such a scenario involving this this National Defense Act that follows the Patriot Act. You know, we got something called the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Seventh Amendment, some protections. They're supposed to protect us so we cannot be arrested. Our papers cannot be seized. Remember the old English legal doctrine? I think it was Sir Edward Coke back in 1609, who said, The house of every one is to him or his castle, as his castle and fortress, as well as for his defense against injury and violence for his repose. Translated for members of Congress, if you don't have specific charges to bring, leave us alone. Mr. President, if there's charges to bring, fine. Otherwise, leave us alone. And so I hope that change is made. It's an important change. It should be made. And again, it's the focus of my column this week. I told you as the show began, I'll be in Tampa, Florida this coming week. Baseball, spring training, wonderful time of year. If you're a baseball fan or if you're just a fan of wanting to get outside a little bit and enjoy being around sporting events, there's nothing like going to spring training. All these small towns surrounding Tampa, Bremerton, Florida, and a whole cross-section of other towns have a small baseball park. They'll have a different major league team who will light there for the 2 months of spring training. You'll have the New York Yankees, the Cincinnati Reds. You'll have Cleveland. You'll have Toronto, Montreal, of course, the New York Yankees, all there where they work out, and you can go right up to the fence and visit with the players. Just such a great event. So much fun to do something like that. And while you're there, part of all the flow. And I'll write a column here next week about, in fact, I'm thinking right now about writing comparing baseball and politics. Are there similarities? I think there are. I think there are a number of similarities between baseball and politics. And I'll lay it all out here in my column here for you next week. So you can, go to that website at www.jimbrownusa.com, where you can sign up for those various email links and kind of stay current on what we're talking about. Hey, our show's Jim Brown's Common Sense. We're on each week at this particular time. Glad you're listening to us. Hope you'll have a good week and enjoy the weather if it's good in your area. I know it's snowing out west. The skiers are liking that. Very warm down here where I live. We really are enjoying this pretty weather down here in the south. Had a few tornadoes we don't like. We're making the best of those. You guys have a good day. I'm heading out to a great soccer game for a 9-year-old grandkids and grandnieces. Got a great afternoon planned. Great time to be in sports all over the country. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next week on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.